Now, Laura, we're talking about energy, talking about power. You have what seems like a very unusual way to power a robot.
Yeah, so if we start thinking about robots, we often think about mechanical objects often made of metal. But quite a lot of people are starting to look at what they call soft robotics. So these are robots often made of things like silicone. So they're much squishier. If you think about the world, we are quite squishy. If you want to pick up something that's delicate, that's quite squishy. It's a nice, neat idea. But how do you power them? People have been looking at powering them through different ways. But I think exploding methane gas is a particularly novel approach.
So how'd it work?
What this group have done at Harvard University, and it's led by an incredible scientist called George Whitesides, who does a lot of work on low-cost, low-energy applications of technology, is they've moulded out of actually a commercial silicone. So if you think of, we use silicone for all sorts of things, including cookware. I have silicone moulds for making cakes.
Yeah, I've got a spatula as well that I use to make sure I get every last drop of sauce out of the saucepan.
Yeah, exactly. So these things are sort of bendable and stretchable. And they've done quite a lot of work in making small robots that can crawl along the ground by filling up tubes in the silicone with air, and then it expands a little bit, and so it crawls forward very, very slowly. But that's very, very slowly. The huge leap was done by Robert Shepherd in George's group, who actually thought, well, my car is powered by explosions. If you think about what powers your car, there's petrol and there's oxygen and there's a spark, and then there's huge amounts of gas created that expands and drives the engine. And it turns out that if you use a particular type of silicone, then it's tough enough to hold the expanding gas of a very small amount of methane. We should say it's a very small amount of methane that they're using. And they've made a small, it's a three-legged robot, so it looks a little bit like a starfish maybe that's got three legs, and each leg is hollow and has a wire going down it and a tube that can take down some oxygen and some methane. It also has a wire to create a spark. And then as the gas expands, it sort of flips its legs and leaps into the air. And the robot is about a centimetre high, and they know that it can leap at least 30 times its height.
That's pretty significant then, but can they control the jump? It sounds like the sort of thing that might fling itself into the air, but actually getting it to land in the right place might be a bit more tricky.
Sure. I mean, that's an issue. At the moment, there isn't so much control. That's the thing they're looking at next, is how do they engineer the legs, perhaps, to control the jump? How does it change as they reduce the amount of methane they put in and explode? Because obviously you can make it jump less. How do you put the direction in? When I was talking to Robert about this as well, he said that one of the things they're looking at is maybe tying up the exploding, leaping motion with the crawling, edging along motion. So perhaps they could tie up the two together.
And how do they see these sorts of robots actually being used?
Well, this is DARPA-funded research. So this is, in the States, is funded for various sort of defence purposes. And actually one of the things that they are really looking at is one day having these soft little robots that can leap over a broken bombed house, or, you know, a house that suffered from an earthquake, and then crawl underneath. So it's looking at search and rescue operations. And the reason why they're looking at using these sort of robots as opposed to the more traditional type is that it's much cheaper and easier to make. They've just got some silicone they've bought from an internet distributor, and then they've moulded it. So there's minimal work, there's minimal things to go wrong. And if it breaks, if they lose it, it's not the end of the world.
You know what I reckon they should use it for, right? So what makes methane? Cows. What needs milking? Cows. You could make, like, self-milking cow robots. That'd be genius.
That's an amazing mental stretch. But
thank you very much to Laura. Also, thank you to Mark Peplow, Laurie Winkless and Dan Cleary. And just quickly,